And now a tale of two polls. Both are new, and both attempt to capture the public's opinion of the Common Core state standards.
These are benchmarks in English and math for K-12 students that were really little known this time last year, but they have since become the subject of a high-profile political fight, and now a majority of the public opposes them.
That is, if you believe poll number one, out today. But poll number two, released yesterday, found a majority still supports the core.
Okay, so which poll is wrong, or could they both be right? Corey Turner from the NPR Ed team tried to figure this out.
Poll number one is a joint effort between Gallup and Phi Delta Kappa, or PDK. They've been doing this annual education poll for 46 years. In last year's poll, the Common Core was the new kid in class that nobody knew. That's changed, says Bill Bouchard, head of PDK.
Last year, two-thirds hadn't even heard the words together. Now 80% indicate that they know about the core.
And that new kid now has an image problem.
60% of the respondents oppose the core.
But why? Well, roughly half of respondents said they learned about the core from TV, newspapers, and radio. And critics, like commentator Glenn Beck, have used all three to wage a public campaign against the core. Poll number one found that misconceptions are, well, common among opponents. A majority said they believe the standards were initiated by the federal government. They worry the core will result in a national curriculum and national tests. And their biggest fear, says Bill Bouchard,
those in opposition felt that it would limit what teachers could teach locally.
Poll number two comes from Education Next, a journal sponsored by Harvard's Kennedy School, the Hoover Institution at Stanford, and the Thomas B. Fordham Institute. While this poll found many of the same misconceptions about the core, I want to focus on the big difference between the polls. It comes in the most important question, whether people support or oppose the core. Poll number one asks it this way. Do you favor or oppose having the teachers in your community use the Common Core state standards to guide what they teach? The result? 60% said they oppose, which isn't all that surprising since the question hits on what we know is respondents' greatest fear, that the core will somehow limit teachers. Here's how poll number two did it. Get ready. It's so long, I asked one of the poll's designers, Professor Paul Peterson of Harvard, to read it for me.
As you may know, in the last few years, states have been deciding whether or not to use the Common Core, which are standards for reading and math that are the same across the states. In the states that have these standards, they will be used to hold public schools accountable for their performance. Do you support or oppose the use of the Common Core standards in your state?
Notice when he said, states have been deciding whether or not to use the Common Core. That makes clear, no federal takeover here. The other big difference is the bit about how the standards will be used to hold public schools accountable. That idea of accountability polls really well with Americans. Remember, in poll number one, support for the core was just over 30%. In poll number two, support hit 53%. Poll number two also did something tricky. Peterson's team put the same "do you support" question to a different group of people, but without using the words Common Core. Guess what happened? Support jumped from 53% to 68%. Drop those two toxic words, add 15 points. Which question in which poll is the right question? Again, here's Paul Peterson of poll number two.
Well, I've studied survey research since I was in graduate school some 40 years ago. And the first thing you learn is that there is no right way to ask a question.
But can both polls be right? Can a majority of Americans oppose and support the Common Core? In a word, yes. Because when it comes to polling, a word can make all the difference. Corey Turner, NPR News, Washington.